What's up, everybody? It's your boy Brentero here. We're back inside the Duquesne Student Radio Television, and today I am hosting another episode of Cover 3 Athletics podcast. Today, one of my special guests is Hampton quarterback Matt DiMatteo, and before I get him on the air, I just wanted to talk about a little bit of what I thought about some of the football games from this past week. First of all, rest in peace to my boy Tamir Robinson from Brashear. He somehow injured like his ACL and MCL on last Thursday night when he and the Brashear Bulls played Taylor Alderdice. It was on like a 2-point conversion, and he got hurt, ending his season. He'll be out 10 to 12 months. I'm sorry to hear about that. Some of the other games that went on, Anthony Mackey, Chargers Valley's quarterback, also done for the year after suffering an injury against Beaver. And that's really all I can say. If you want to listen more on what my other people had to say about it, about last week's games, you can listen to our most previous podcast, the Week 7 recap podcast. Today, as I said, we are bringing in Matt DiMatteo from Hampton, and we're going to hear more about him and what he has to say about Hampton football and the great start that they've had so far. So, Matt, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome to hear. Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. For my audience that doesn't know much about Matt DiMatteo, quarterback, wide receiver, kicker, does it all for Hampton's football team. His team has started off great, 8-0 so far. And Matt, I'm happy to have you on this podcast with me tonight.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, Matt, my first question for you is, let's just get this started, though. Tell me, how'd you get into the game of football?
Well, my dad is the head coach for Hampton football, and I played soccer my whole life up until 7th grade, but 8th grade I just decided, you know what, I'm going to go out, try it out, and I ended up liking it, and I've been here ever since.
Awesome to hear. It makes sense, I guess, how your dad's the head coach. Definitely probably not pressured you, though, but really probably enticed you much throughout your whole life to play on the football team. So, Matt, tell me, how long has he been the coach?
Well, he coached at Shaler before Hampton, but I think he's been at Hampton for about 12 years now.
12 years. How long do you think he's been coaching at the high school level, or just been, how long do you think he's also been coaching overall, even if it's like an assistant?
I'm pretty sure 31 years total.
And he has a lot of football experience.
Yeah.
I can say that. We'll get more into him later on, though. But besides him, just tell me, though, did any of your other siblings play football? Do you even have any other siblings that play football? Uncles, aunts? Do you have any other siblings that play sports, though? Just tell me a little bit about your family background, athletic-wise.
Well, my dad played football in college, and all my cousins play football. All my uncles grew up playing football, so it's been in our family for a long time, and I just feel like now it's my turn to be a part of it and see what I can do.
Where'd your dad play college ball at, man?
He played at Clarion.
Clarion, okay. Not far, near this area, okay. Fair enough. So let's talk about your team now. Your team is off to an 8-0 start. I want to get the facts around here. Your team, since your team has been formed since 1946, I read this in the Post Gazette earlier today. The only other time that you guys had a perfect regular season was in 2001, in which you guys were 9-0, won a playoff game, but then eventually lost to West Allegheny. Your team's 8-0 so far. What has gone right for your team so far?
Well, we have a great group of seniors. We have a lot of leadership on our team. We have guys that have played on the varsity level since freshman year. And we have other guys that are seniors that start playing varsity junior year. But we have great team chemistry. all of our guys that work hard to come to practice. They want to get the best out of every single day. And, you know, we've been running the ball really well. We're a run-oriented team. So we get our line, they do a good job of blocking, and that's just what's been working for us.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a little bit more about the run game later on, though, but before I ask you that question, though, I want to talk about just your overall athleticism. As I said to begin this podcast, not only do you play quarterback, you also play wide receiver, and you're also the kicker. So just tell me, what's it like playing at least three different positions? God knows if you play defensive back or running back too, but I know for a fact you played those three.
Yeah, I play corner on defense too, and I punt and kick, and I'm quarterback. And when Benny Hasselrig, our wide receiver, when he's not in, sometimes I'll go in at wide receiver. It's crazy. I don't usually come off the field. But we're all young, so it's fun to be on there. It's fun to do as much as you can, and I'm thankful to be out there. And I just thank God that I have this athleticism. I definitely like quarterback the best, though, but being able to do all those other positions, it's still fun.
That's good to hear. You're young, as you said, and of course everybody at a young age wants to play football as long as they can, though. But Matt, as you said, though, you just never seem to be off the field at all. So, like, what do you do to prepare yourself mentally and physically, knowing probably, as you will probably know, going into your next couple games against Knock and Mars, I'm going to be on the field probably the whole time, though. Just how do you prepare yourself for that mentally and physically, though? Because your body can only take so much.
Yeah, it's definitely a grind, but, you know, just working hard. You know, I try to stay in shape after practice, do some things on my own. Obviously, getting a bunch of sleep, you know, just eating healthy. But it's more of a mental thing. You know, I got to stay focused, and I know I'm going to be out there the whole game, so it's only 48 minutes, and I'm going to give it all I have for the whole game.
That's a good mentality to have. Great to hear, Matt. My next question for you, Matt, I'm not going to lie to you. Your team plays Knock and Mars in the next 2 weeks. They have a combined record of 3-13. I don't know if you definitely knew that, but if all my audience listening, if you didn't know that, Knock and Mars have a combined overall record of 3-13. With that in mind, Matt, do you think that your team's dreams of having a perfect regular season and being 10-0, do you think that can happen with two more weeks remaining?
I definitely think it can happen, but with our team, we take one day at a time and we focus one game at a time. And next week's a big week with Mars, but we're not caring about that right now. We just care about winning on Friday and doing what we have to do to win each and every game.
That's good to hear. So without giving away any secrets, Matt, just tell me right now, what do you feel like your team can do to beat Knock, though? But anything that you noticed that you've – any weaknesses that you feel like they have that you guys can punish them by?
Watching film and everything, they run a very similar offense to what we have. So – they just don't have the athletes that we do, in my opinion. We have great skill guys. We have a lot of speed on our team. Our line, yeah, they're a little bit smaller, but they're fast, they're quick, and they're strong pound for pound. So I think if we just keep doing what we're doing and run the ball, I mean, I think we're going to handle business.
Okay. Hopefully you guys do. Throughout this past off season, yeah, I mean, Hampton's always these past 3 years, you guys of course have gotten better as a football school. You guys were 5-2 in the regular season last year, unfortunately lost in the first round barely, but you obviously knew that there was potential, and there's more potential. And what did you guys do What did you guys focus on specifically, or what did you guys do to simply just get better, though? Because anybody knows that you played a total of 8 games last year, both regular season and playoffs, and were 5-3. You guys play 8 games so far, 8-0. What did you guys change? What have you guys done? What did you guys do to become better?
Well, we obviously lost a couple key guys on the line from last year and some skill guys, but we lifted. Last year with COVID and everything, we didn't really have a chance to get into the weight room as a team. But this year, we've been able to get into the weight room. And like I said earlier, we have a bunch of dedicated seniors on our team, good leadership. So we have guys that go to the gym after we work out, after we have practice, film and stuff. So we just have a lot of great seniors coming back. We have a good senior class. We have, I think, 17 seniors this year, which is, for a 4A team, pretty big for us. And our guys they work hard and they want it. They want it more than any team I've seen come through Hampton. So I hope to just keep it rolling.
I liked what you said. We want, this is the most team that has wanted it all. I love it. Because, yeah, you guys have had some good teams in the past, even, like, way back, though, and it's like, darn, you guys could have maybe won something there, though, but it's good to know that how badly you guys really want it, and I'm going to get a little bit more into that later on as well, though, but individually, you, Matt, as you touched on this a little bit, doing some extra exercises even after practice, though, but what have you done individually so far this season? What have you done individually during the off season to make yourself stand out? Maybe not compared to your other teammates, but perhaps other players in your conference and in the Whitfield, do you feel like?
Well, earlier in the season, I had hurt my shoulder, so I've been trying to get that back to 100%. So I've been in the gym every day in my garage with a band, you know, strengthening my shoulder, doing what I can to get back healthy. And on the weekends, you know, after a game, we lift in the morning and we watch film. And then when we come back, I'm on a mountain bike. I'm getting some conditioning in. I'm doing things to just stay healthy, stay in shape, trying to build my strength. You know, on Sundays, I'll lift, and then on Mondays when we go in practice, we lift even more. So just doing what I can, whatever I can, when I have time, to just build up my strength, build up my speed, keep up with my conditioning to, you know, do all the positions I do, just staying on top of things, really.
That's good to hear that you're keeping on top of things, though. But, you know, I think a really good reason why you're keeping on top of things, not saying that you wouldn't, but, like, this relates to my next question, though. With your dad being the head coach of the team, I wouldn't be surprised, Matt, if your dad wasn't head coach, say you were at a different school with a different coach, you might not have someone pushing you as hard as your head coach because of the idea that he is your dad and he wants to see you at the best of your abilities. No matter who your coach might be before you played varsity and maybe even after, they might not want to see you. They might not put in all their time, sweat, energy, blood compared to your own dad. So just tell me, what's it like playing with him, knowing that you're both on a mission right now to become Whippewan state champions and you got your biggest supporter actually helping you throughout this whole ride? What's it like playing with him?
You know, it has its good times and it has its bad. Obviously, he wants me to be the best I can be, and I want that for myself, too. So he's pushing me, and I'm pushing myself because I feel like I have to stand out the most because he's always a little bit harder on me just because I'm his son and everything. But overall, we have the same goal. You know, we want to win, but it starts with this Friday against Knock. And then after that, we move on to the next week. So we want to see how far we can go in the playoffs this year. And like I said, I have to stay on top of things because I know he's going to be pushing me. And he is my number one supporter, and I'm thankful for that. But overall, we just have the same goal and we want to get to it.
Hopefully you guys too. I mean, not many people probably know the behind the scenes stuff about what goes on with you and your dad and what it's like having him as a coach though. But hopefully at the end of the season, hopefully we can see you all at Heinz, and hopefully you guys can give each other a hug and realize that all that hard work would pay off. So hopefully that can happen. And my next question for you now involves the running game. As you said, your team is really invested in the running game. You got guys like Brock Borgo, who's rushed for 881 yards, Christian Liberto, who's rushed for 763. They have a combined total of 1,644 yards. It's possible that they can combine for over 2,000 once this regular season ends. And another thing, you and the other backup quarterback, Joey Mayer, have also combined for 628 rushing yards just by you two alone. It is really possible for all four of you to combine for 3,000 yards before the season ends. You guys talk about how your team likes to run the ball, though. But a lot of teams like to run the ball, too. But, like, they're not posting statistics and numbers like these. So just tell me what has gone right, though, running the football.
Well, during practice, you know, we have an inside run period where all we do is just run the ball consistently for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. And we really only have a couple of select plays that we run. So it comes down to our guys perfecting what their job is and what they can do. And then we have a great amount of backs that just are super athletic, and they do what they do when they get the ball. You know, we all have different styles of running. Like Christian Liberto, he's a hard-nosed runner. He gets through the hole, and he'll knock over anyone in his way. We have Brock, who's very good at seeing the holes and hitting them, and then he has a burst of speed at the end. And then me and Joey, of course, we're like clones of each other. He's obviously a year younger, but we're both very good together. So really just all of our backs are different style runners, and it's great to have that in a team because the defense, it keeps them on their heels and they don't know what's coming.
Interesting to hear. Okay. Decent answer, Matt. My next question for you, you're a senior, and just tell me though, this is going to be your last year of high school football. Obviously, you've worked hard. You've worked a lot throughout the off season and this season, especially as you said with the shoulder injury that you have, though. But tell me the type of leadership you're bringing to this team, though. Besides working hard, what else do you, besides working hard, what else do you try to do to make all the underclassmen work as hard as you? And just simply, how do you bring leadership and bring your whole team together, whether it be in-game or in practice?
Certainly in practice, you know, when we're doing drills or we're doing a team session, always keeping our guys focused and on topic. You know, when there's a mix-up on plays or you have a coach trying to teach something, you know, I'm always getting the guys ready, telling the line, let's hurry up, let's run offense, let's do it efficiently. You know, keeping guys focused on tasks is mainly what I try to do. And just the young guys seeing how I work in the weight room and how I give 100% effort every day in practice is what I like to bring to each and every day. And, you know, I hope they see that hopefully they can continue this run that we're having this year and continue on this Hampton football team and their success this year.
That's good. That's great to hear what you and the rest of the seniors are doing so far. And hopefully it's definitely going to make an impact on them. They'll remember that no matter what happens, that, wow, we were really good. Let's keep on doing that for years to come. So right now, your team is one out of eight teams to have an 8-0 record. Sarah Catholic is 9-0 because the idea they had a forfeit win too. But off the top of my head, I know Central Valley, Moon, Mount Lebanon, North Catholic, Stowe Rocks. I know they're all 8-0, at least. There's a couple others that I just cannot think of right off the top of my head, though. And then, of course, you guys as well, though. But my problem, Matt, though, is that everybody talking about Central Valley, everybody talking about Pinehurst, even though they've lost, like, three games, everybody talking about Moon. I think Moon's actually getting more credit, too, now, but like, they used to, like, not get any at all. Stowe Rocks, North Catholic, they're getting their attention. Sarah Catholic, too. But then there's you guys, Matt, and I don't know how you feel about this, though, but I honestly feel that out of every single undefeated team so far, a lot of people probably don't know that you guys are undefeated. I feel like the other media outlets, they just don't talk about you guys that much. I have no clue why, but I read a lot of this stuff, not gonna lie to you, and I just don't see much of it. Do you guys feel like you don't get enough attention right now for the record that you guys have? Do you guys even care? I mean, I feel like your team deserves more attention and credit, though. Just tell me what you think about what I just said right there.
Honestly, I think it's better that we don't get the attention. You know, we've been the underdogs every single game, starting from after Valley, Fox Chapel, then Shaler. We were heavy underdogs, and then Armstrong and Highlands. But I think our team likes it because, you know, we like to stay hungry, even though we are 8-0, and we know we can do some damage in this conference. We don't need that attention. It's just another distraction for us. So we like to stay hungry, and I think we're fine where we're at.
That's good. Hopefully we continue that winning streak because it's looking really good right now. And next question for you involves recruiting process. I assume you probably want to play ball at the next level. Just tell me, as of right now, what's the recruiting process been like for you? Just tell me what's up with that.
Well, actually, after last year, junior, I do track as well, and I've been looking to go to college for track. But I might do track and then do some football too to try to be a kicker, because obviously my size, I'm 5'10", I'm only 155 pounds. Trying to be a quarterback at the next level is very difficult in my size. But track is honestly the way I want to go, and hopefully I can get into a better D1 school for track. But if it comes down to it and I go back to football and hopefully be a punter and kicker, that would be fun too. But it's all very open right now. Still early in my senior year, so I don't really know what college I want to go to yet or what coaches are looking at me for what. So it's all very open.
Have any colleges contacted you at all, reached out to you about track, since it seems like right now you're really interested in it? Any you can say at all right now?
I've had a couple colleges like Lehigh and Bucknell reach out to me. Some of the Patriot schools in the Patriot League. So those are hard schools to get into academically, but I think if I can get in, it'd be a good fit. And then there's some schools down in the southern region, like a bunch of D2 schools. But I want to stick to trying to go D1. It's always been my dream, and I've worked very hard for it. So I would like to go to Penn State. I'd probably be a walk-on there, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. Hopefully, I wish you all the luck in whatever opportunity or what path you land in the future, so I wish you the best there. Penn State, though, let's talk about that. Big Penn State football fan at all?
Yeah, I am.
Awesome. Huge. So what do you think of their season so far?
I think it's gone very well up until Sean Clifford got hurt. I think they could have easily beat Iowa, but it's unfortunate that he got hurt. And I don't even know who the backup quarterback is, but he wasn't looking too sharp. So yes. I think if Sean Clifford comes back, then they will be fine.
Yeah, I think so too, honestly. James Franklin, the other day, he was in town, like, last Thursday to see Tamir Robinson play at Brashear. So, yeah, he was there. So, if you would have known that, I mean, I assume you're a big Penn State fan. You're a fan of James Franklin too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I like him. He's a good coach. He's brought some success to the program, so he's a good guy.
And if only you were there for that game. Of course, you had to prepare for the next day because you guys had a game, though, but it probably would have been cool for you to meet him.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's have a little fun with you right now. Matt, from what I've heard, what I've seen, actually just more of what I've seen and what I've heard, you seem to be kind of famous on TikTok. I mean, you have more followers than a lot of people in the Whipple might have. I mean, another popular TikTok star is Zaire Warren from Valley. Shout out to him, though. But you're up there, too, though. So tell me, how'd you become low-key kind of a TikTok star?
I just kind of like to have fun with it, put some funny videos. But, I got the app, and it's been fun. I try to be as funny as I can. Some videos are obviously pretty cringy, but I guess that's what the people like, and I'm glad I got some followers from it.
Tell our audience, what video helped you get a lot of likes? Hopefully it wasn't a really cringy one. Hopefully it's something you can say on air.
I have a bass in my fish tank upstairs, and I went to feed it, and when I was putting the food in the tank, he came out and bit my finger, and I kind of threw him back, and he went flying across my room, so I almost killed my fish, but it got 2.8 million views. I don't know how I got it on video, but I did, and ever since then, I just kind of gotten followers from that.
That's funny. I almost killed a fish. Man, that's not... A lot of people usually say, oh, yeah, I did a little dance or maybe just something...
something that doesn't happen.
But, 2.8 from a fish, jeez.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, one time I was in the woods. I was hunting, actually. I wasn't seeing any deer, so... I did a little TikTok dance, and it got 500,000 views. And that started it all, really. That was, my first video. But that was pretty cringy, I'm not gonna lie, so.
That's funny. I love stuff like that. All right. So let's talk about a little bit about Hampton right now. Tell me, you're a senior. What class are you taking right now in your final year that you really enjoy so far?
Honestly, I enjoy personal finance. It's kind of a boring class, but also at the same time, it's pretty helpful for later on in life when you're trying to buy a house or buy a car. All my other classes, they're just math, English, basic boring classes. So I like personal finance, and that's about it.
Tell me, it's early though, but anything that interests you when it comes to what you would want to major on in the future, anything you've just thought about so far?
I've thought about it, but honestly, I have no idea. I'm probably going to apply undecided. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know. I'll probably end up somewhere in the business world, but honestly, I have no idea.
Oh, cool. Just wondering if you had any idea. Tell me, okay. You guys like running the football, as you guys said, though. I just feel that all of a sudden Hampton, if you're from Hampton, you just run with the football. If you play football and from Hampton, you run with the football, and no matter where you go, even once you're from Hampton, you'll find a way to run the football wherever you land. And you probably know where I'm going with this. Central Catholic star running back Gannon Carruthers, where does he happen to live? I read this from some articles as well. Oh, wow. He's from Hampton as well. And he's doing his thing down in Central Catholic. I'm just guessing that you probably know him. You might be friends with him. I'm about to find out right now. So if you can, tell me, are you guys friends? Do you have a relationship with him at all? Did you guys used to play football on the same team? Tell me a little bit about that.
We went to the elementary school together. We went to Wyland Elementary. We were friends back then, obviously, and we played on the same middle school team together. He was very good. had a very successful middle school career, and then high school came, he went on to play at Central Catholic. I haven't really talked to him too much lately, but I don't dislike him for anything. I think he's doing a great job at Central Catholic, so I'm proud of him. Good to see him do some great things, and I hope he gets some D1 offers because he's really killing it there. But yeah, we're still friends. I don't really, like I said, we don't want to stay in too much touch, but I'm glad he's doing well at Central Catholic.
Yeah, that's good. It makes sense how you knew him. It makes sense, though. How about another person I want to ask you about? One of your football teammates, Eric Weeks. Why am I asking you about him, you might ask? Well, for what you might not know about me, Matt, I go to Duquesne, and his sister also goes to Duquesne. Are we basically in the same friend group, me and his sister? Yeah, we are. Once I learned that he played football for Hampton, I was like, this is interesting. Let me post him on a couple of Instagram polls, get this man some cloth, though. So, obviously, I know a lot about her, but I know nothing about him. So, tell me, what's it like having... I assume you guys are friends, though, but what's it like having him as a friend or perhaps a teammate?
Eric's a great athlete. He hasn't played football since middle school, so he's a junior now. It's his first year back, and he's been hurt most of the season. He just came back a couple weeks ago from a elbow injury that happened in baseball. But he's a great athlete. You know, he's got some speed. He's got some size to him. He's got good hands. He's pretty fast. And me and him are good friends. You know, I always see him in school. We hang out sometimes. So I like Eric, and he's a good athlete. He's going to be good once he gets back to full capacity. He's going to be a good one on the team.
That's good to hear. Tell me, Matt, you still have a long ways to go, not just high school football, but it's the stuff such as prom, just so many other senior activities too in your this year that you still have to be a part of or experience, though. But tell me right now, as it's October 20th, just tell me what has been your favorite memory of high school so far up to this point?
That's a good question. Honestly, being a senior hasn't really hit me yet. You know, it's kind of weird to think about graduating, but this year so far, I'm probably just going to go with football season. You know, it has been a very long time since we've been 8-0. So it's fun to be a part of, and I went to homecoming this year. We didn't have it last year because of COVID, so I think that was a more memorable moment, and yeah, I just enjoyed those two things.
All right, that's good to hear. You probably watch a lot of NFL, right, Matt?
I'm more of a college guy, but yeah, I do watch some NFL.
Okay, how about this? Favorite NFL player and favorite college player, both right now and all time. So you're like giving me four answers. So favorite college football player now and then all time, and then favorite NFL player now and all time.
All right. Favorite NFL player now is probably, I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson. He's a beast, obviously. He's great running it. He's good at throwing it. He can really do it all. College player, we go with Spencer Sanders. He plays quarterback for Oklahoma State. That's one of my favorite teams. He's a good runner too. He can throw the ball. He can really do it all. He's kind of like Lamar Jackson, just in a younger stage right now. Overall, though, favorite player for college, it had to have been Tavon Austin. I mean, everyone watches tapes when we were younger. That dude was a beast in college. His route running ability was crazy. His jukes were insane. NFL all time. Probably Jerome Bettis. I mean, that dude just run over everyone. He was a beast. Obviously, he played for Steelers. We live in Pittsburgh, so that's who I'm picking.
That's That's good to hear. Big Oklahoma State fan. I don't know if you're a Steelers fan or not, though. Are you big fans of Mason Rudolph and James Washington, Oklahoma State?
Yeah, I was honestly kind of disappointed seeing Mason Rudolph not do so well in the NFL. He was really good in college. He was a Heisman candidate. So I don't know what happened to him. But James Washington, he obviously killed it in college too, and he's doing pretty well. So I was excited when they both got drafted to the Steelers, but Mason Rudolph kind of disappointed me there.
Okay. Man, yeah, I feel that too, honestly. I thought Mason would play a little better, but it's whatever. Anyways, yeah. Tell me, any favorite food that you have that you like to eat to make yourself a better player, just a favorite food that you like, just name me something.
Well, I love pancakes. I always have pancakes in the morning, you know, get solid breakfast in. But I love bacon. Bacon's amazing. I have it almost every weekend. I love steak too. That's probably my favorite all-time food. A good steak dinner.
That's good. Well, they all have a lot of protein, so yeah. Help build muscles. So that's good there. Any pregame superstitions, postgame celebration? No. Well, any pregame rituals that your team has before?
We always go out, you know, we say the Pledge of Allegiance and then, or the National Anthem, my bad. And then we always go out on the field and we have a certain chant that we always scream. My boy Juice, he's always saying the chant, and then we run out on the field through the band and we rip the paper. Afterwards, after a home game, we always go to a place called the clubhouse near us and then we eat dinner. And, but after game rituals, every time we get a win, we always do a Who Got That Dub chant. It's been in the program for years, and it's a great chant to do, so it's pretty hype.
Hopefully you guys get to do that the next 2 weeks as well, and every single week from here on out.
Yeah.
So tell me, do you listen to a lot of music at all by chance?
Yeah.
All right, so tell me a song that can get you hype before a football game.
I always listen to Last Breath. It has Future in it. It's a song from Creed. I'm a big Rocky fan, and you know Rocky kind of gets me pumped up. So Creed are good movies too. So it's from the movie Creed, and you know it just kind of gets me all hyped for the game.
That's interesting to hear. My last fun question for you: favorite movie, favorite TV show. I could take a guess on the favorite movie based on what you just said, though, but just let me know what it is.
Honestly, I got two favorite movies. Obviously, Creed. I love Creed. Creed 1 and 2. But I like war movies. So I'm going to go with The Lone Survivor. It's a good movie. Okay. Favorite TV show? I'm going to have to go with Outer Banks. It's a pretty good show, that or All American.
Yeah. Outer Banks, actually good. I've heard a lot of people say that, though, but I've never tried watching it.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good show. You should watch it.
All right. Maybe if I find some time, I will. And finally, Matt, my last question for you. Simply, there's... In your chapter so far of high school football, there's been chapters already written, but we're kind of nearing the end, and there's still a lot more that you and your whole team have to write before we close the book up. So just tell me, though, from here on out, how important is it for you all to win Whippeels, win states, make history for Hampton, though? Why should people continue to watch your team as the season progresses? As this chapter for you is about to close?
I think it's very important that we win Whippeels and go even farther and go to state, because Hampton's relatively small school district. Everyone calls it the Hampton bubble, And a lot of guys, you know, they all pay attention to teams like Central Catholic, Thomas Jefferson, those bigger schools, and NA even, because they're all more athletic schools. And I think it'd be a pretty cool legacy to leave if we won Woodbills and States. And I want everyone to remember that this group of seniors here, we almost went undefeated in eighth grade, and we beat NA 56-0. We beat all these big schools by multiple points. So I want everyone to know that after we do this, Hampton's legit, and we can keep it going.
Wonderful to hear. Matt, you get one life. You have one senior year. There's a lot of kids in the same situation as you. You get one senior year. You write your own chapter. You got to finish it somehow, some way. Cannot wait to see how you and the rest of your Talbots that are seniors will finish off your careers. It's awesome to see what you guys are doing right now. 8-0. All your wins, I mean, like, so far. I mean, guys really, besides maybe, like, one, all your games, basically, you beat the crap out of them, honestly. And you still got, and your team's, your dad definitely knows this, too. There's still probably a whole lot more you guys can improve on, too. And that's his job. And he'll let you know for sure. And he'll let the rest of your team know what's up for sure. But anyway, Matt, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy football and school week to just talk about yourself and your team and what you guys have been able to do so far and what you guys are trying to improve on, too. I appreciate it a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me out here and talk with you. And I love talking about our team and this season so far.
Yeah, you guys deserve more credit than you guys have been given. And obviously you guys don't care about that, though. But I feel like I just got to do it for you guys. I mean, I just feel like it just wouldn't be right. Like, you can't just be having an A-no team and just acting like they don't exist. Like, that's not right. Like, that's messed up. Like... I would say I'm a pretty fair person, and I feel like I gotta show my fairness to you guys. So so everybody else knows. That's all I'm trying to do.
No, thank you.
All right, Matt. You have a great night. Good luck on Friday against Knock, and hopefully I can invite you. Hopefully I can invite more of your teammates on after the year and just talk about what the final chapter.
All right, yeah, I look forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. All right, take care and have a great night, Matt.
See you. You too.
Thank you. That was Matt DiMatteo from Hampton High School, quarterback, kicker, wide receiver, and defensive back as well. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to listen to a little music right now. But after listening to a couple songs, we are going to talk a little bit more about some of the games that I'm interested in Week 8. So... you're listening to Cover 3 Athletics Podcast, and we will simply be right back after these couple songs.
to the way you hurt, the way you contradict me. I swear everything look worse at night. I think I'm overthinking. I don't care who I might hurt along the way. I'm fucking sinking into every word. I don't care if you're lying when I'm drinking. So tell me pretty lies, look me in my face. Tell me that you love me, even if it's fake. You can leave me on and leave these questions in my sheets. I'm under it. I made my bed and I'm still wondering. I'm wondering why do all the monsters come out at night? Why do we sleep?
Welcome back to Cover 3 Athletics Podcast. We were just talking to Matt DiMatteo earlier in this episode. And now I'm about to talk about just a brief bit about some of the games I'm looking forward to this week. We still have to record and publish the Week 8 WPUN City League football preview. I'm excited to be able to release that. We'll be talking a little bit more about the in-depth analysis of these games, but some of these games I want to tell you all that I'm excited for. The first game, Bethel Park at Moon. You got a good Bethel Park team with Max Blung, Troy Volpati, Austin Kay. They're pretty experienced, but they're battling against a Moon team that's 8-0 right now. It just really seems hard. It seems really hard to stop this Moon Tigers team right now. Everything going their way. Dylan Slava, their running back, Ben Bladel, their offensive lineman, Trent Fraley, Marshall Clement. They're all just playing at the highest level right now. A couple years ago, Moon was pretty good as well, though, but they didn't do well in the playoffs. They were like first or second round exit. It was something like that, but it'll be Bethel Park at Moon this week. I'll probably be hitting that game. I still got to figure out which game I'll be hitting. That's a good game. I feel that's interesting. Franklin Regional at Penn Trafford. I mean, everybody's saying Penn Trafford's going to win. I don't blame people for thinking that, though. But you just got to think about it right now. If you're Franklin Regional, you were down 27 points last week against Latrobe on the road, and you found a way to win. That's simply remarkable. Down 40-13 and was still able to do that. Unreal. I mean, not 40-14. My apologies there. So if they can go into Penn Trafford, even if they're down 27, if they were down 27 against Latrobe, were able to come back, why can't you do it against Penn Trafford on the road? Franklin Regional and Kane Smith, they know they're not favorites going into that game, though. So change it around and start making people realize that your team's what's up. And I feel like they have the ability to do that. They just got to do it. So we'll see if they'll be able to do that or not. Seneca Valley at Mount Lebanon. This game means so much to Seneca Valley more than Mount Lebanon. Seneca Valley 6-2 overall right now. This is a pretty good football club. But if they lose to Mount Lebanon on the road, it's just like you just wonder what their conference record would be. I'm gonna be curious to see how they do. Ben Tenuta will be filming that game. KDK Radio will be there, though. This is the biggest stage right now for Seneca Valley so far this season. I mean, they were able to beat Pine Richland at home. Their two losses were against Central Catholic and Moon. And Mount Lebanon is 8-0. Joey Daniels, Alex Texa, Eli Heidenreich, they all seem like they know what they're doing right now, though. We'll see if Graham Hancock's and all of them can go into Blue Den territory and make a stop. I mean, they're not favorites right now, but you might as well give it a shot, am I right? So last week, a Clemson recruiter showed up to Tamir Robinson's game when Brashear played Taylor Alderdice. Obviously, that recruiter trying to see the best of the best in the WIPU, so he was definitely trying to see Tamir. Assuming Clemson comes in on Friday morning, I don't see why that same recruiter would not go to another WIPU game. Potentially, he could go to Trinity on Saturday. On Friday, and you're probably thinking, what? Did you just say Trinity? Yes, I did say Trinity, because Ronnie Gallagher, class of 2023, quarterback, wide receiver, defensive back, trying to play football, maybe basketball in college, though. But maybe if a Clemson recruiter goes up to him and says, Ronnie, you're actually the real deal. I know you're the real deal. Let's come play football with us. What do we have to do to get you at this school? Wouldn't be surprised if you see a Clemson recruiter there at Trinity on Friday night with the fact that Clemson plays at Pitt on Saturday afternoon, so that's always possible as well. Thomas Jefferson at McKeesport, that game's gonna be good. You got a Thomas Jefferson back-to-back WIPU and defending state champions. You got a team in McKeesport that is known for playing good football. They haven't won a WIPU title in recent years. They played in Heinz Field, I think, a couple times in the past decade, though, but they haven't gotten a ring yet. We'll see what they can do there. Hampton should be close, I feel like, to clinching title. The conference title, I would think. Yeah, they're 5-0 in conference. There's two more conference games. A win against the school's name? Knock. They go to Knock on Friday. Assume they take care of it. Look, they already beat Armstrong and Greensburg, Salem and Plum and Highlands. They got to play the worst two teams in the conference still. You think Hampton just wraps up the conference title on Friday, though? We'll see if Knock has anything up their sleeves. I doubt it, but that game should be good as well. Aliquippa Blackhawk, I feel like it could be good. Blackhawk has so much talent, but their conference record somehow 0-3. They just keep losing these. I had Denari and Lorenzo a couple weeks ago. I don't know how they just... I don't know what's up, though. But it is against Aliquippa. It is senior night. It's their last regular season game. That should be good. It'll probably be close, too. I'm just going to name a couple of their losses. They lost to North Catholic by 1 point. Lost to Chartiers Valley by 15, even though they were with them the whole game. Lost by 7 to Montour, then lost last week to Newcastle by one single point. This Blackhawk team is better than 2-6, though, but it's just the stuff like that in which you just think to yourself, they're not going to make playoffs because of that. It's unfortunate, but sadly, I think it's going to be the truth, though. Last home game, though, wouldn't it be nice to give Aliquippa a loss? Their second loss of the year. You know Blackhawk would be willing to do that, absolutely. Central Valley Avonworth, we got its Class 3A Northwestern 6 conference title on the line there. Central Valley defending state champion, back-to-back WIPU champions. We'll be interested to see if they can clinch another conference title on Friday at Avonworth. That should be good. Shots by Sanjeet will be there taking pictures of that game, so I cannot wait to see the pictures he'll send me there. And that's really all the games I feel like. Of course, there's some other game. University Prep versus Weston House. They will play in the City League semifinals on Friday, too. Taylor Alderdice Brashear will rematch on Thursday, which would be later on tonight, too. So that'll be interesting to see what happens in the City League playoffs. But yeah, as of right now, that's the games that I really want you all paying attention to. Because of the idea, there's so much importance going on in all those games I just talked about right there. So that is really all I have for this episode of Cover 3 Athletics Podcast. Once again, I appreciate Hampton football player Matt DiMatteo taking some time out of his night to simply just talk about his team. Really do appreciate it. And I just thank him once again. And for all of you listening, I thank you again for taking time out of your day. Listening to my podcast. I appreciate all the love and support that everybody has for Cover 3 Athletics. It means a lot to me and to all the other people that work hard for CTA, and it really doesn't mean a lot. So for everyone here, and on behalf of myself here in the Duquesne Student Radio broadcast booth, I should say, Duquesne Radio Station, yeah. For myself at the Duquesne Radio Station, this has been another episode of Cover 3 Athletics Podcast. I appreciate you all listening, and I hope you all have a great rest of your day. Peace out, take care, and good night.